听力课堂，听 class.com。
68. Promotional events. Dialogue 1.
The product launch is on Tuesday. Clear your calendars over the next few days because we're going to be burning the midnight oil in order to get everything ready in time.
Oh, it's not as bad as all that. Most everything is already set. We're going through an event management company, so they should manage most of the details. Probably the biggest thing on our plate is to go over the event rundown with their on-site managers to make sure it all goes as planned.
I hate to put all our eggs in one basket. What if their people drop the ball? We should be prepared with a backup plan just in case.
Opening day is Tuesday. We've been working with this company to set everything up since last spring. They are very clear on all of the details for the event. Also, you forget, they are professionals. They run events like our product launch for a living. I'd say we have nothing to worry about.
If you say so.
Dialogue 2.
What kind of promotional events are scheduled for the new product line?
Marketing has us set up with product launches in 5 major cities, as well as some sponsoring events throughout the year. Altogether, there will be 15 events.
What kind of sponsoring are we talking about? I don't know how effective sponsorship really is.
It's not what you're thinking. These events will give us a wider exposure than most. Take the Tri-City Marathon, for starters. This is a highly publicized event. The television exposure alone will nearly double our customer awareness.
Other than the marathon, what else is on the list?
We've got a spot in the Olympic Stadium sponsoring one of the team's equipment, then a rally for cancer research, and a connection to the inner city education program.
Sports, medicine, education. Seems kind of random, don't you think?
It might seem that way, but these events were all carefully chosen based on marketing research. These are the events that our customers and potential customers care about.
Music